Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So if you don't already know, I'm fairly directionally challenged. If you would like a good example, Thursday, Sherry Pulley and I were going out to take communion and visit with some of our shut-ins. And we'd made it through our first two stops, and we just had one stop left. And how it goes when we do these quarterly or so, Sherry drives, and I do GPS on my phone. Well, we're getting to the third stop, and she said, "Do you know where you're going?" And I said, "Well, I was just there a couple of weeks ago. I know where I'm going. It's only three turns," right? And in three turns, Sherry had to make four U-turns because of my wrong directions, right? Four U-turns. I was very humbled. I was reminded I'm directionally challenged, and I gave praise and thanks for GPS that not only tells me where to go, but shows me where to go, right? Step by step of how I get from point A to point B without having to make U-turns. Now, if I want to get more specific than GPS, because GPS does get me from one destination to the other, I go to my favorite place in all the world, one of my top favorite places, and that place is Joshua Tree National Park. Joshua Tree, if you haven't seen, is the most beautiful rock formations in the middle of the desert, right? And why do I love Joshua Tree? Because I love to rock climb. And so these rock formations was like God's playground that he put in place for rock climbers. And so I've been there a number of different times with my friends. And if you just look at those rocks, it can be overwhelming going, where in the world do I put my hands? How in the world do I get to the top of this? And like GPS, they've created these great guidebooks, Rock Climbing Joshua Tree. And I open it up and I go to a specific campground and it tells me how to get there. And then it shows me the rock formation. And then it has the exact route drawn on it of exactly how I get to the top within the difficulty range that I want to be in. Now, why is this more specific than GPS? Because rock climbing is not really a speed sport. Rock climbing is one where you have to think about each and every move that you make, each place you're going to place a hand, each spot that you're going to put a foot to be able to stay securely on this rock and to be able to get to the top. So to have something that helps you to know where you can safely put your hands and feet and get to the top is just a godsend. There's some days in life where I think, man, couldn't there just be a guidebook like that that helps me navigate the places I need to go in life and the ways I'm trying to get through things, especially difficult times in life? And our scripture this morning reminds us that that's why God gave us God's word, to be our GPS, as some say, our place to go, pray, and serve within it, of how it is that we go to it and pray over it, to see how it is that we serve in this world as God's children and followers. You see, God provided us his word. And sometimes, like those rock formations, this can seem pretty overwhelming. Scott said like 900,000 words within here. I had prepped him ahead of time and told him what kind of questions I was going to ask for trivia. And I joked that I was going to ask how many words were in the Bible. And Scott, of course, had to go look it up so he'd know the answer ahead of time. He's a cheater. Everybody say, cheater. But these words can seem overwhelming. This is part of the reason with the kids that we broke it down in the different sections, teaching them what's within each and why it's there and what kind of books are in it. So as the kids pick up the Bible, it's not so overwhelming. It's not so mysterious. It's not so adult-looking. But here they've got pieces of yarn that help them to see the sections, and that they know what's in those sections, that they know how to find things, so that this can help be a guidebook for them in their lives. So how do we use it as a guidebook? To realize that this is a book filled with stories. Stories of tragedies and stories of good news, all interwoven into here. Stories that relate to our stories. Stories that aren't so different than the life that we live. stories of wandering, stories of disappointment, stories of grief, stories of joy. Story upon story. That's God's story with God's people. That is our story with God. And so what do we see within this book? We see a place that tells us who God is. We see within this book a story that shows God making promise after promise to his people. Tuesday morning Bible study is going through those promises right now, 12 to be specific, of seeing what promises God makes, but also going into the Word to see how God has fulfilled those promises. And why do we look at promises and stories from thousands of years ago? To remind us of who God is and that God makes those same promises to us. And just like God fulfilled the promises to the people that came before us, that God will fulfill those promises with us. That as we take life one step at a time, as we work on making intentional and slow moves to get from one place to the other, navigating the waters of this world, that God provides his word to help navigate us through it. And it becomes more familiar. It becomes more powerful. It becomes more inspiring. It becomes more real the more time we spend in it. The more familiar we are with it, the more we know what's in here, the better able it is to prepare us for what's going on in this life. How is it that we are spending time reading it, studying it, and believing it so that it becomes a powerful tool to help us in our daily living? One theologian was quoted as saying that the Bible is not intended to just be read and re-spoken, but that the Bible is intended to be lived, breathed, and emulated in everything that we do. How do we take it from something that we not just read and memorize, but that it's something that's a part of every step of our life and how it's embedded into our minds and in our hearts and in all that we do? The Bible is a tool for us. The Bible is not God's word for God, but it's God's word for us. And so let us seek to use it as our GPS to help negotiate this world and to help be our inspiration, support, and guide in all that we do. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for your holy word. We give you thanks for each story, each poem, each song, each parable, and each word. For all of it is intentionally put in these pages to help us to grow closer to you, to help us to draw closer to one another, and to help us to live this life according to the way that you have designed it for us. We give you thanks for all of the ways that you support us through your word and all of the ways that we see it manifested around us. For all of this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.